Blog Talk Radio.
Children of all ages, what is going on? The Greg Squirrel Show is on the air. How you doing today? It is Monday. It is a beautiful Monday here in Northwest Arkansas. So I just want to say what it was to everybody going on out there. Want to recognize my sponsors real quick. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you're in trouble and you need some legal representation, check out Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. We also want to say thank you to the Herbalife family of nutrition clubs here in Northwest Arkansas. We have, here we go, Fayetteville Nutrition off of Joy Street and Fayetteville Boulevard. We got Nutrition Hog located off of Township in Fayetteville, Arkansas near Colt Square. We have Live Right Nutrition, located just off the downtown square in Rogers, Arkansas. And, of course, we got Rhonda and the crew. They are located inside World's Gym, Lowell, Arkansas. That's right, Moxie Nutrition. If you're wanting to get healthy, if you're wanting to lose weight, I promise you, you want to give it a try. If you've been interested, if you've heard about Herbalife, been looking for something to possibly lose some weight, get healthy, give Herbalife a try. Give me a call. I can hook you up, 479-236-1007. Also want to say thank you to Mac Sunglasses. Beautiful, great sunglasses at an affordable price, $19.95. It's an on-air special, I'm going to call it today. If you go into our chat room or if you go on my personal Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel on Facebook, and say you heard about Mac sunglasses, I'll give you one pair for $19.95 or two pairs. That's going to save you about $10 right there. Mac sunglasses, proud supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. Bion Apparel, another great company supporting the Greg Squirrel Show. And we also want to say thank you to Ian the Boys, Ultimate 80s Party Band. Proud supporters of the Greg Squirrel Show. Matter of fact, they're going to be in action this Friday night at the Event Center in Farmington, Arkansas, having a flashback to the 80s night. Ian the Boys, they're going to be putting on a show. So $10 to get in, and that's for the whole evening. So make sure you come down and check it out. All right, I want to say hello to some people. Gunther Vincent, he's out there listening to the show today. I want to give a big shout-out to him. Daniel Flynn, my cohort in crime, Native Nutrition, Stillwell, Oklahoma. He's got some great fit camps. If you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy in a group setting, get with some great support, check out Daniel, and you're into the Stillwell, Oklahoma area, check out Daniel Flynn and Native Nutrition. All right, what am I forgetting? Oops. I had to take a quick drink of water. It is all good. Got some big events coming up we want to announce. Give a big shout-out to my boy Clint Davis. I know he's out there proliferating the air somewhere. What's proliferating mean? I don't know. It sounded like the cool word, so I said it. Anyway, where do we start? October. That's right. October All-Star MMA is going to be having a big event over at the Springdale Civic Center. That's right, over in Springdale, Arkansas. That date is October. I'm trying to find the date. October 18th is the date. Starts at 7 p.m. once again at the Springdale Civic Center. That's over off on I believe that's 265 crossover, whatever that road is over there. You know where it's at. If you're in Northwest Arkansas, you know where it's out by the airport. That's what Springdale Airport. I know that much. So make sure you get over there, check that out. I'm going to be handling the ring announcing for that event. So I invite all my friends to come check it out. Also, November, that's right, Adrenaline Fight League is going to be making their return to the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium in Springfield, Missouri. That big event, where did it go? I had an event. I had the date. I'm trying to find it. Oh, November 15th, I believe, if my brain serves me right. Going to be back up there, I should say. Once again, in a beautiful Springfield, Missouri. Once again, that's the Adrenaline Fight League. Let me look at something real quick to confirm that date. Yes, November 15th. Once again, Adrenaline Fight League, Springfield, Missouri, at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium. I always consider that going home for me because my first real big event I got to announce, Showbox, when I went doing ring announcing for boxing events, was Showbox at the Shrine Mosque. Great place. I look forward to going back. November. Let's look up Strike King. Strike King is going to be having their big Muay Thai tournament. That's going to be taking place in Muskogee, Oklahoma, at the Muskogee Civic Center. I'm looking up that information right now to pass on to you. That's right, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Once again, going to be at the Muskogee Civic Center. That's right. Yes. Just verifying, making sure everything is good to go on that event. It's a 2014 national tournament. They had a great turnout last year, and so we're looking forward to even more now. So if you're a Muay Thai fighter or you have a Muay Thai fight team, you want to participate in this big tournament, it is going to be a blast, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you check that out. I haven't talked to Clint Davis lately, so I do not know for sure. Extreme Fight League, XFL, has an event coming back to Fort Smith, one more before the end of the year. I will try to find that out for sure and pass that information on to you. Just a lot of great fight promotions in this area, so if you are an MMA fan, get out there and support your local fight promotion. If you're a fight promoter and you're listening to the show and you want to promote your event, feel free to call me up or send me the information, and we'll be glad to mention your event right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. A lot of rumblings in MMA, particularly, of course, UFC. They just got a lot of kind of stuff. People pointing fingers and all this fun stuff. And you know me, I don't like to point fingers and name names. But anyway, a lot of stuff. Getting ready, for UFC, they got their next event. Kat Zagano, I've seen her last couple of fights, and I honestly think if given a chance, she might be able to take out Ronda Rousey. You know, I've learned to come to appreciate Ronda Rousey and her fight skills, especially after her last fight where she knocked a chick out. I mean, I was like, dang. So, I've been watching kind of Kat Zagano's fights, and I honestly think that if given a chance she might be able to take Ronda Rousey. So we'll have to see what's going up. Dominic Cruz has moved himself back into the championship picture for the UFC. He's the new number one contender. So keep an eye on this. Conor McGregor and he practically stole the spotlight at UFC 178. So anxious to see where he goes from here. Donald Cerrone, he's eyeing a November return following his UFC 78 win over Eddie Alvarez. So, like I say, just Dominic Cruz versus TJ Dillashaw for the bantamweight title. That ought to be a good fight. I've been a TJ Dillashaw fan for a while now, so it's anxious to see how him and Donald Cruz mix it up inside the UFC cage. Oh, let's get back over here. If you want to call in, 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. We got your chat room up and running. You can also leave comments on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, or you can go to the Greg Squirrel Show Facebook page. We also have our Facebook page going now, and you can leave comments on there. All right, let's jump over. Let's talk a little college football. I think the Arkansas Razorbacks may have put some people on notice. They did not beat Texas A&M, but they definitely gave Texas A&M a run for their money. I still think there was a questionable call in overtime. Texas A&M had the ball. They lined up to run a play. Their slot receiver moved. In the building's pointing at him. Hell, even his own teammates are pointing at him. And the referee just sits there, doesn't throw a flag. So maybe I'm not clear on the rules. But my question is, why was it a flag throw? You know, false start, back him up 5 yards. Needless to say, with that or without that, Arkansas, they lost by a touchdown. I think we're close. I honestly think we are close. Got to do some more tweaking on the defense. Maybe reevaluate some of their play calling towards the end of the first half on offense. Work on the defense some more. I mean, we've got the guy. We've got the beef on the line, ladies and gentlemen. They were comparing Arkansas's offensive line. And it's like they were even comparing it to the NFL. Arkansas offensive line is bigger than most of the NFL teams. So what's that tell you? The guys can move. I know that. They're big, and those guys can hustle. So, my thought is if they can get those tweaks worked out, I think it's going to be a fun season. I mean, I always like to think positive. I also like to think realistically. So I always look at that. But I think, and with the performance against Auburn and the performance against Texas A&M, I'm kind of flipping some of my picks. I still think we're going to get our 6th victory. I think we may even go as far as steal 2 more and get 8. I'll put that on the line right now. Definite 6th victory, and I see us stealing 2 more, getting 8. And so there's at least 2 more in there that are still toss-ups. Okay, because what are we, 2-2 right now, 3-2? So, like I say, we only need 4 more to be bowl eligible to get our 6, if my standing on the record is correct. If somebody's out there listening and they do know Arkansas' record, hop on Facebook and leave me a note. All righty. So where are we at? Okay. I still think Arkansas will go definitely six wins, and I still think that if we can play the way we played against Texas A&M, I see us getting 8 victories this season. And that'll get us a good bowl. 323-642-1128. Call in with your comments on that. Let us know your Razorback predictions. And then also, I'll go ahead and announce it right now. I've been thinking about it, and I'm probably going to do it again. We did it last year. We're going to have, and we're going to do it through Yahoo, the College Bowl Pickle. And now I'm still working out the details on how this is going to work with the new playoff. But it's, you know, last year we had the bowl pick'em, and you know, so we're going to do it again this year. And if I can get enough. If I can get enough people to join in, we're probably going to have a nice trophy or something. We'll have a nice trophy, a plaque, or something to go to the winner. And once again, it'll be based off most victories. We'll only use the point in the event of a tiebreaker, if we got two people or more that's got the same correct number of picks, then we'll go to the points, see who has the most points for the tiebreaker. So, give me some feedback if you're interested in participating on the Greg Squirrel Show Bowl Pick'em contest. We'll set that up through Yahoo. And that way it'd be easier to keep track of and all that stuff. 333-642-1128. Once again, if you're a fight promoter, you got a fight event coming up, you want to promote it on the Greg Squirrel Show, you can send me the information or you can even call in. We'll be glad to get that information on the air. All right. As far as my picks for the weekend, I went 3-1 in my high school pick. I think that's correct. 3-1 in my high school pick. I went one. I went undefeated. Only one of my teams on Arkansas. So I didn't win any on my college because I only had one team. So that made me 3-2, and then going in to yesterday with my pro teams, the Cowboys won. So I guess the Cowboys won, Bears lost, and then the Chiefs have the Monday night game tonight. So there you go on that. All right, we got about 10 minutes left on the show. I'm jumping over on my Facebook page, seeing if anybody's on there leaving any comments or anything to talk about. All right. Oh, well, I almost forgot birthday. Who's this? Yes. I want to say congratulations to a good friend of mine, Jeff Escobar, probably one of one of the best fighters I've seen in the MMA. That's not with a major promotion. Jeff Escobar, he got married over the weekend, so we want to give a big shout-out to him. All right. I want to say happy birthday to my friend Tammy Moberly. Today is her birthday. And Brandon Gardenhire. Happy birthday to Brandon. Got those two people over there. Let's run down my board and see who's all listening today. Cindy. Cindy with an S, Cindy with a C, Tammy, Amy, Chelsea, Penelope, Tammy, Andrew, Kid Thunder Hartley, Eric Stevens, Tresta, Carolyn, Melissa, Tammy, and Kenny. All right. So that's the people that shows listening to the show today. I appreciate each and every Hulk Hogan has a nephew who is an MMA fighter. His name's David Bellea, and he is the nephew of Hollywood Hulk Hogan, or Hulkamaniac Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster dudes. But anxious to see how he does, you know. I was kind of flipping through some stuff, happened to come across that. I wanted to throw that out there. Hulk Hogan, multi-time world heavyweight wrestling champion, has a nephew who is an MMA fighter. 323-642-1128. We got 8 minutes left on the show. We're still working on stuff to go back full-time, or at least go to an hour show. And so we're still taking the survey, what days and what times would you like to hear the Greg Squirrel Show? Do you think we should stay at 3 o'clock, or do you think we should look at another time frame? The nice thing about going back to an hour is we do have a wider variety of times that are available. So make sure you leave your comments on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel on Facebook. On Facebook. All right. Kind of looking down stuff, seeing if there's anything I can find. Amanda Baines arrested. USA was defeated in the Ryder Cup over the weekend. Phil Mickelson is criticizing Captain Tom Watson. I didn't watch any of it, well, because Tiger wasn't there. And I'm anxious to see what the ratings reflect because of that. Because I'm just anxious to see. I would like to go back. Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to go back the last couple of years for the Ryder Cup. And then compare those numbers with Tiger compared to the numbers this year without Tigers. So there you go. Somebody sent me a text message saying, your Facebook looked like a commercial, didn't want to mess it up. Okay. Oops. All right. So anyway, once again, Team America, Team USA, whatever you want to call it, got beat in the Ryder Cup. And, you know, they didn't have Tiger, which is understandable. Tiger's not started off strong. I mean, we'll give Tiger all the credit. He started off strong, but he just kind of struggled towards the end, and therefore he didn't get one of the captain's picks, no matter how hard he rallied to get a spot. So there you go. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. We got about 4 minutes, so we're going to get ready to jump on out of here. I appreciate everybody listening. Don't forget, you can listen to the replays at any time. Blog Talk Radio, The Greg Squirrel Show. You can go into our archives and listen to any of our past shows. And once again, go on to Greg Squirrel page and leave a comment. Our Arkansas Razorbacks are off this coming weekend. They getting ready for the big matchup against Alabama. And I'm just going to go out on a limb right now, and I just think, you know, take away some of the questionable play calling at the end of the first half, tune up, tighten up that defense some, I think Arkansas has a chance of beating Bama. I mean, that's two top 10 teams that Arkansas came close to beating this year, and we're supposed, you know, they're saying, you know, everybody's questioning us. You know, where does Arkansas stand? But I think after the Auburn game, and I still pick, and I'll say it right here, I still think that if Arkansas had opened with Nichols or some other team, then played Auburn, we might have beat Auburn. So, you know, it's like I told some people the other day, it's different coming out of a practice situation going game speed. I mean, only your few select top-tier teams can really make that switch, but not a team that's on the rebuild. But I do think Coach Bielema, you know, I do think he's got it. I think Arkansas is in good hands. A lot of people are questioning. That's because they drank the Bobby Petrino Kool-Aid. But, I mean, I'm sorry, Bobby Petrino messed up. You know, he cheated, he lied, he screwed up. But yet people still cannot get over that. People, you're going to have to get over it. Bobby Petrino's not here, and he's not coming back. So you just might as well deal with that right now, and let's embrace, let's support the new coaching staff. Bobby Petrino is gone. Let's deal with it. Let's accept it. And let's support Coach Bielema. Let's support, let's encourage what he's doing. And let's give the guy a chance. Because I think you're going to be surprised. If not this year, I think next year you better look out for Arkansas. I'm still holding out. I still think we're going to get definite six victories. I still think there's two more app victories out there that we're going to steal. I think we'll go 8-4. So, anyway, join us Wednesday right here on the Greg Skrull Show. Join us Wednesday right here at 3 o'clock right here on the Greg Skrull Show. We'll do it all over again. So, until then, let's start up that music and build it up real slow-wise. Oh, yeah. Well, I give a big thanks to Block Talk Radio, Nathan Henderson, attorney at law, Herbalife Nutrition, Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, Moxie Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition, Native Nutrition. Thank you, guys. Max Sunglasses, E and the Boys, Ultimate Party Band. I want to thank all you folks for being proud supporters of the Greg Skrull Show. Until Wednesday, we will see you. Bye.